For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't care how bad Mary Fallon is, we will never have a Democrat governor in Oklahoma. It won't happen.
Okay. 8:09 on the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter. We'll look at the history books in just a moment. High today of 83, clouds around, a little bit of sunshine, and some passing showers, which we're getting right now. 71 degrees, and Rick and I are joined in the studio by the Democrat who is waiting for the end of this runoff next Tuesday between Kevin Stitt and Mick Cornett, the Republicans, to see who he will face in November. Drew Edmondson is with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good to have you here with us. So good. We have had both Mr. Stitt and Mr. Cornett in at the same time for this same amount of time. So fairness dictates that we talk to you as well. Tell us, first of all, your assessment of the two candidates, and would you rather face Kevin Stitt or Mick Cornett in November?
Well, I would say off the bat that I've kind of enjoyed the food fight on the other side.
Well, I'm sure, yeah.
It seems to me that I've agreed with them more the last couple of weeks, with each of them saying the other one shouldn't be governor, than I have in the year leading up to this point. We have a game plan for either one, so the Republican Party will have to decide who they're going to send my way, but I'm looking forward to that decision and looking forward to the campaign ongoing.
And as and it works to your advantage the longer they're nasty to each other, right?
It has been a little mean on the other side. I'm very pleased we were able to avoid that in the Democratic primary. No unkind word was said by either candidate, and we emerged in June fairly strong and united.
We'd love to have your questions for Drew Edmondson. Submit them via the Nelson Mazda open mic on your KRMG app.
Okay, so speaking to the open mic that we had, that we started this with, five of the last eight governors in Oklahoma have been Democrats. But this state, Drew, is really red. How does a Democrat, if you're able to win this race, work with a completely red legislature? Can that happen?
Well, a couple of factoids along the way. Every time we've had a first-term president, the governor elected in that first term has been of the other party. And it doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican. We've got a first-term Democratic president. The next governor is going to be Oklahoma. The next governor of Oklahoma is going to be a Republican. Right now, we've got a first-term Republican. So history would suggest that a Democrat's going to be elected governor. And another factoid is, every time we've had a two-term governor, and we've only allowed two terms since the 60s, the next governor has been of the other party. So that little historical factoid also weighs in our favor. But the biggest thing is the mess we've gotten into over the last 7.5 years. And the biggest factor there is education. Front page of the paper is again saying we're going to have a record number of emergency certified teachers. Well, that's our teacher shortage. And that's due to underfunding of education for at least a decade, certainly for the last 8 years.
Will you call for a tax increase if you're governor to pay for education?
I've been very clear on this. I'm for putting the gross production tax back at 7% where it used to be. I'm for doing away with the capital gains exemption, which has cost us $130 million a year and primarily benefits the wealthy. Up until 2004, we paid ordinary income tax on capital gains, and it needs to go back to that. That's not a tax increase. That's doing away with a loophole. I also favor opting into Medicaid expansion, and the one tax increase that I have talked about is getting the other 50 cents on cigarettes. They proposed it at $1.50. They ended up passing it at $1. I want the other 50 cents.
Drew Edmondson is the Democrat candidate for governor of Oklahoma, and let's get to know him a little bit better. Maybe a good place to start is with this from the Nelson Mazda open mic.
Yes, Mr. Edmondson, this is David from Owosso. I would like to know three of your core beliefs, and would you please give examples of these beliefs and how you've used them in your life?
What are your core beliefs?
Well, that's a very interesting question, and from the home of the Owosso Rams, and I thank you for the question. core beliefs. That number one, I believe we're here to contribute to society, that it's not enough just to earn a living and enjoy your family and do things like that. I believe you have to give something back. Second, I believe that public service should be a requirement for all of us, and that public service can be volunteering for a charity or doing something in your neighborhood. But I think public service is essential. And third, my core belief is in honesty. I told my kids growing up that I can forgive just about anything they do, you know, in terms of misbehavior, but I don't want them to ever tell me that they didn't do something that they did. That honesty is absolutely critical to me, and it has been when I was district attorney, and it was as 16 years as attorney general.
You can hear, I'm not being facetious, you can almost hear eyes rolling when a politician says honesty is a core value, though. I mean, that's how cynical we've become.
I know, and it's sad. You know, I spent a good deal of time as attorney general rooting out what I thought was dishonesty, including people of my own party who were in high office that ended up in jail because of dishonest activities. I won't stand for it in state government. I never have, and I never will.
Drew Edmondson's thoughts on gun control in just a moment, thanks to a question on the open mic. 8:19, the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter. Rick Corey is with me, and we're joined in the studio by the Democrat who wants to be Oklahoma governor, Drew Edmondson. Question that we played via the Nelson Mazda open mic right before the break is, how do you feel about medical and recreational marijuana? The first state question, 788 for medical marijuana. You supported its passage.
Yes.
And what about recreational marijuana?
Well, I've expressed the view that we ought to exercise some caution on recreational marijuana. We have the opportunity to study Colorado and Oregon and Washington and other states that have passed it to see whether the upside outweighs the downside on recreational. We know it creates a revenue stream, but there got to be downsides too. So we have an opportunity that we ought to take advantage of to study the states that have done it before we take that leap. And at the very least, if we do take that leap, to learn from those states and what they've done wrong to avoid and what they've done right to incorporate. It looks like we're going to have that opportunity. They fell short on the petition, so it's not going to be on the ballot this year and may happen 2 years from now. But I've also said that if the people of the state of Oklahoma pass it, I will see that it's implemented and implemented properly and fairly and with safeguards as many as possible. But it's going to be a while. We have a chance to study, and I think we ought to take advantage of that.
Another question via the Nelson Mazda open mic.
I have a question for Mr. Edmondson. What are your feelings on the Second Amendment, assault weapons, gun restrictions, and constitutional carry?
Second Amendment questions, very important to our listeners.
Well, absolutely, and I support the Second Amendment to the Constitution. And just to back up a little bit, the statutes allowed DAs to carry firearms. So for the 10 years that I was DA in Muskogee, I had some sidearms. And went on search warrants and went to crime scenes. I kind of enjoyed being DA. I couldn't believe they were paying me a salary. But I did all that, and I felt much more comfortable on those occasions having a sidearm than not.
Did you ever take use of force training?
Yes, I have. And I have a concealed carry permit at this time. I had an M16 in Vietnam, so I know something about firearms. I went through firearm training at Camp Pendleton before we got shipped out to Vietnam. I believe that the federal government has in the past imposed reasonable restrictions, including on assault rifles. They do not allow fully automatic weapons, and so when somebody came out with a bump stock that converted a semi-automatic rifle to a fully automatic rifle, I thought that was a bad idea. But I support the Second Amendment. And
constitutional carry?
I'm a little concerned about that. I went through a course and background checks and everything else to get my concealed carry permit, And I would prefer, if I see somebody with a sidearm on, that they are either law enforcement or they've gone through the same regimen that I went through, and that they're not a convicted felon or somebody with a history of mental illness, and they haven't got a series of domestic violence convictions on their record. I had to prove that to get a concealed carry permit, and I think that's reasonable. Now, anybody who wants to possess a firearm for protection at home has a right under the Second Amendment to do that. But if you want to walk around with one on your hip, I think there's a little more scrutiny is called for.
I got to ask you this, and I know you've probably already answered it a thousand times, but in 2010, after you didn't win, you said, "I'm never running again." So what prompted you to do that again?
Well, what has happened in the state of Oklahoma, and I was absolutely sincere. I don't remember actually saying that, but I remember thinking it, that I would never be a candidate for public office again. And I woke up every morning, and there was another bad story in the paper about what was happening in education or health or mental health or corrections. And I kept waiting for somebody to come along who was talking about real answers and real solutions and real ideas for going forward. I didn't see that person emerge. And after consultation with the chairman of the Edmondson for Governor campaign, Linda Edmondson, we decided to make that race and announced May of last year.
Rick asked you about working with a Republican legislature. What about working with Donald Trump as president if you become governor?
Well, to answer the first part first, I fully expect the legislature to still be predominantly Republican in 2019 when I take office. I've had a history of working across party lines, working on legislation as a DA and also as Attorney General, and will continue working across party lines. I think it's absolutely essential that the governor of any state have a working relationship with the president and agencies of the federal government, particularly if you're in Oklahoma, FEMA. We have more than our share of damage from tornadoes and fires and things of that nature, and the governor of Oklahoma has got to have a good working relationship with the federal government, including the president.
Did you support Hillary Clinton for president in 2016?
I did. I'm a Democrat. I supported the Democratic nominee.
Drew Edmondson, thank you for being here with us. We appreciate it. Well, I wish we had some more time, but thank you.
Thank you, Dan. My pleasure.
Drew Edmondson, Democrat, waiting to see if he's facing Mick Cornett or Kevin Stitt after the runoff.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.